Indianapolis Public Schools launched its Office of Family and Community Engagement several months ago. Carter Barrett from WFYI's Education Desk caught up with its leader, Christian Strickland, to find out how the district will use this office to connect with hard-to-reach families.
Can you tell me a little bit about a little bit of a timeline? When did you guys start looking at creating this specific team, and when did you implement it?
Yeah, so it's been something that's really been in the works for probably over a year and a half. Definitely something that, as a district, we knew that we needed. Definitely just wanting to make sure that, you know, everything that we're pushing out, that our families are truly understanding. There's been a lot that's happened with school closures and transportation changes and then the referendum. That was probably our biggest point of, oh, wow, like, okay, we need this. It's having community meetings around specific topics and then kind of going dark. So definitely just thinking about it as, okay, how can we do this more consistently and make sure that in everything that we're doing that we have our families and our students' voices in it?
I guess there's been this real community push to see an engagement between parents and the district, and especially the communication of policy. Was that part of the strategy going into this new office?
I would say yes. I would also say that it's something we were already doing. We know that there were, you know, members of the community that definitely were asking for that. From our perspective, it wasn't that we weren't doing it. But if there are still people in the community that are asking for it, then that means that it's really time for us to be a little bit more introspective and say, are we doing it well? So what we recognize is, as large as our district is, that every area isn't the same. And so while it might be from a high level perspective, this one message, how it's delivered will need to be different based on the audience.
Tell me a little bit more about assigning specific people to certain areas and what you hope to get out of that. Sort of what's the strategy there?
Yeah, so what we hope to get is this more true engagement. You know, going obviously grassroots that way and assigning people, that means that they're going to get to be known in those particular areas, and then the people would know them. You know, we recognize there are areas of our district where some of our families don't have access to internet or phones. How are we making sure that those families, you know, are really getting the message? And then there's a whole other area where English is not the first language. And so our Latino outreach is another specific piece of this. So one of our engagement coordinators, who is also assigned to the west side of Indianapolis, is also leading up that effort of really, you know, making sure that we are communicating to those families in the best possible way.
What do you feel like people would be missing out on? Yeah, what would be amiss if you guys weren't trying to reach out to, like you said, your Latino community or your communities without reliable access to the internet or that are harder to reach? What do you think would be the impact of not doing that?
So I think the impact would be that there would be misperceptions about what is happening. A lot of times if we're thinking about something, and again, without having a team that's like boots on the ground, you may think that we're not trying to share it, and we may just not have gotten to it yet. And so then if we bring it out, then it seems as if, you know, it's something like that we're doing that's reactionary. And unfortunately, there have been a lot of times that we have been reactionary instead of being proactive and making sure that no matter what we're doing, that we're proactively engaging our families to hear what they have to say versus us sitting, you know, on Walnut Street thinking that we know it all, but let's ask them, you know, and then that way we know for sure, and then we know how to move forward.
Thank you so much for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate you asking.